be Chloe Darling. Chloe steps up. There's the serve. Fielded by Platteville. There's the set on the left side. Shot over by Richard. And it is in, says the line judge. Hornets let it go, and it dropped right on the line. 16-10. Avery Richard with a ball that had eyes. And Platteville will serve again. Hillwoman waiting for the ball. Number 9 is back to do the honors. Jackson Berenjian. Jackson with a serve. Far side, fielded now by Meaden. Back to Darling, and Weiss drops it back row. Hoosier for Platteville. Passing left side, Richard gets it over. Here's the set by Darling, and the kill is over, and it is down by Ewing. And they're asking the judge. It was tipped by Platteville, so it is a Richland center point, and the Hornets go up 17-10. Ewing got it around the block attempt, and now Coach Berenjian from Platteville asking the officials about that one to relook at it. Both judges, the line judge and the up judge, saying that it is that it was tipped. So we're taking a vote here. They're asking the other line judge, he was on the right side, whether or not he saw it. And now Coach Sammy Johnson called over to the stands. And now I think he's going to be asked to do a little crowd control. So going over to talk to the student section. So, all right. Asked by the official to, and to politely ask the students. Hey, it's youthful exuberance, homecoming night, but you got to be respectful too, right? All right, here we go, 17-10, Hornets by 7. There's the serve by Meaden. Platteville saves it. They get it over. No, lift is called, and the Hornets go up by 8. 18-10. Richland Center leading in the second, trying to even the set. Starting again on the near side is Meaden. There's the serve. It's going to be played by Platteville. Pass to the left side, and Temperley gets it over. Here is Meaden, Darling, and the shot driven over by Tidrick. Pancake saved by Platteville. They'll knuckle it over on the hit by Richard. And the Hornets for the back row. Danica Pauls gets it over. Platteville left side. There's the shot. Bump toward the stands and out of bounds. It was a nice attempt there by Meaden, who got a hand on it, but that was it. And the ball is going to go back to Platteville. Hornets by 7 here in the second set. One that is extending here. Linnea Dye will serve for Platteville. Linnea with a serve, fielded by Pauls. There's the set by Darling and dropped over by Ewing. Played by Platteville, pass to the left side and driven over that time by Richard. Here's the Hornets pass to Ewing, drops it over with the left hand and missed the out-of-bounds line, and it'll be a Platteville serve. They're back within 6 points now, 18-12. Dye with the whistle. Here's the approach and the line drive serve. Fielded by Pauls. There's the set. Shot by Tidrick. Blocked by Platteville and out of bounds. And the Hornets get a tip and they'll get it back on the side out. They lead by 7 at 19-12. Ewing will serve for Richland Center. There it is. Hoosier gets a play on it. Drives it at Karam towards the stands and Platteville cannot get it. That makes it 20-12. 20-12, 8-point advantage now for Richland Center. Platteville led by a big score by 11 in the opener before winning it in the end by 6. And there, Platteville can return that serve. It's out of bounds, 21-12. And Soleil Ewing, striking it well from the back row, she'll try again. Hornets within 4 of going out. Ewing's serve, fielded by Hoosier. There's the pass to the left side. Dye takes a swing. Free ball back by Ewing. Platteville tries again. They're setting it to the right side. And that one is definitely in. Quinn Temperley drives it through to make it 21-13. Whatever team loses tonight, they're not going away quietly, that's for sure. Evenly matched, and teams that are used to big matches. Here's the serve. Fielded by the Hornets. They'll get it back to the middle and take it over by Tidrick. pass left side, and Rihanna Dye drives it over. Free ball by Pauls, hangs at the net, and Darling got it over somehow. There's the set. Left side, shot by Platteville, blocked by the Hornets, and out of bounds. Tidra got a block on it, couldn't control it. It goes toward the out-of-bounds line, and Platteville is within 7. 21-14. Here's the run-up and the serve by Richard, fielded by Huber. Here's the pass to the right side, taken by the Hornets. Down it goes. Danica Pauls got the job done, taking a really tough angle. 22-14, timeout, Platteville. Hornets with a big-time lead by 8 in set number 2, trying to even things up on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Transform your outdoor spaces with Bailey Paint and Decoratings, Benjamin Moore, Woodluck Stains. With over 3,500 colors, you can achieve the perfect look for any project. From translucent to ultra-flat solid stains, Woodlux by Benjamin Moore enhances the natural beauty of your wood. Providing one coat coverage with minimal lap marks, Benjamin Moore Woodlux protects against UV rays, frost, and mildew, ensuring your wood stays beautiful year-round. Visit Bailey Paint and Decorating today in Richland Center and discover the Woodlux difference. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your local experts in quality and color.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
22-14, Richland Center in the lead. Coming up between sets, the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. We'll talk about cross country. Ava Cosgrove will serve. Hornets leading 22-14. There's the serve, fielded by Platteville. They'll set it, going to the left side. Shot by Addison McNeil, takes it over. Fielded now by Berenson. Passes right side, shot block right back to the Hornets. And it is down on a hit by Rihanna Dye. That makes it 22-15. Dye getting into the act, and Platteville will serve once again. Back to do the honors is Quinn Temperley. Hornets by 7. Quinn with a serve. Fielded now by the Hornets. There's a set by Cosgrove, and it's driven over on the big hit by Poles. Platteville serves it left side. There's the shot blocked by Tidrick. Pushed back by Hoosier. Platteville back to the Hornets. Cosgrove passes to the middle, and Tidrick takes a big swing and got it down. Lily Tidrick makes it 23-15. So Lily with the big hit, and the Hornets on the verge of evening things up here tonight. Within 2 of going out, Tidrick will serve. Fielded by Platteville, there is the set, and Rihanna Dye drives it over. Down it goes. Hornets can't control that one. It goes out of bounds, 23-16. Side out, Platteville. Serving is Claire Hoosier. Claire with a run-up, there's the serve. Fielded by Pauls. There's the set by Cosgrove. Pauls drives it over, got it down. Hornets have game point, 24-16. And back to serve is Danica Pauls, and she's a good one. Platteville in receive mode. Hornets trying to end it right here. Here's the run-up and the serve, and just a little bit long and out of bounds. So we'll come back to Platteville, 24-17. They're within 7 here tonight. And serving will be Emma Graney. Graney doing the honors. Gets the whistle from the official. And here's the 24-17 serve out of bounds, and the Hornets win. 25-17, the final. Richland Center wins set number 2, evening the score at a game apiece. And it looks kind of similar to the last time these two teams played. The Hornets just hoping that this time it comes out in their favor. Set number 3 is coming up next from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
Today we talk about the Richland Center Ithaca cross country teams. They're in action tonight. I spoke today with Eric Mindum, their head coach.
I think we're getting close. Definitely been some progression this year. Boys team, I feel like we haven't quite put a full race together top to bottom. We've seen bits and pieces of it throughout the year, but I'm excited with a big race tonight to try to put it all together. Girls team's been running great, just every race getting better as a team top to bottom, so really happy there.
This is a long trip to Black River Falls tonight. What do you know about the meet?
Yeah, it wouldn't be a race that would be on our calendar otherwise, with the exception this year being our sectionals course is going to be held up there. So we see it as almost a preview of sectionals. All the best teams from sectionals had the same bright idea, and they're heading up there tonight too. So it's going to be a competitive race on what looks to be from a distance a tough course. So that's why we're going to get up there and scout it out.
For the sectional this year, are the girls and boys running on different days?
For Division II, they are running on the same days. So with that competitive balance plan that the WIAA implemented, it did present a challenge with some boys teams or girls teams being bumped up a division. So they're going to run all the Division II races on Friday and the remaining D3 and D1 sectionals on Saturday. So we're going to have everybody together, thankfully.
Richland Center Ithaca cross country coach Eric Mindum on the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Welcome back to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Our sets are even. Platteville won the opener, 25-19. The Hornets win set number two, 25-17. Danica Pauls leads with four kills. Lily Tidrick has two kills. An ace for Chloe Darling. Three kills and a block kill for Rihanna Dye for Platteville. So we go to set number three here tonight. Team switch sides. Hornets back to our left here at the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Fill the flip phone tonight. It is a Darlington 2-1 win lead over Iowa Grant. Cuba City 2-0 over Fenimore. Dodgeville leading Prairie du Chien 2-0. Riverdale up on Boscobel 2-1. Ithaca leading Seneca 1-0. Ithaca off to a good start, leading the Ridge and Valley, and Seneca is one of their nearest competitors. So we check out some scores tonight, courtesy of the Filmy Flip Phone, Y-Connect Mobile Nationwide, local mobile phone plans with local service and support from Y-Connect Wireless. We're underway. Pauls with a great serve, and here we go. Platteville returns it right side, and Linnea Dye hits it into the net. Hornets go up by a score of 1-0. Hornets have caught fire and starting to play a little bit more better passing and certainly serve-receive. Pauls with the next serve. That went far side. Hoosier makes the play, and Linnea Dye drives it over. It's cut off by Ewing. Cosgrove back to Weiss, and Ella takes it over. Ella Weiss gets the kill. 2-0 in favor of Richland Center, and Ella Weiss gets into the act. Serving will be Danica Pauls for Richland Center. Pauls with the approach, and there's the serve. Cut off by Platteville. McNeil gets it back, drives it over. Fielded by Pauls. That one played the carom off the net, and Weiss gets it over. Slapped down by Platteville. Jackson Berenson gets Platteville on the board. 2-1. Back to serve for Platteville now. Addison McNeil. Side out for the Hillman. Here's the approach. And the line drive serve. Fielded by Pauls. There's a set by Darling. Weiss takes it over. Beautiful hit for Ella Weiss. Right on the back, the L. And Platteville let it go. 3-1 score here for the Richland Center Hornets. They're in the lead. Tied at one here at the Fieldhouse. There's the serve by Darling. Fielded by Hoosier. Back to the right side. Platteville pops it. Back row. Hornets again. Pauls. There's Darling setting it up. Ewing takes it over. Pancake save there by Schuler. Hoosier can't get it back row, and that'll make it a 4-1 Richland Center lead by 3. So the Hornets on a nice roll. Kind of what started in the latter part of that first set after they were down by 11 points. Richland Center has really been playing well. And there's an answer. So it gives it right back to Platteville. Too bad our Brewers lose tonight by a score of 8-4. How did that happen? Dang it. That's not good. Here's the serve by Platteville. Fielded by Meaden. The ball at the net. Platteville trying to slam back the ball and hung at the net, and they can't. It's a point for the Hornets. That'll make it 5-2. Serving will be Meaden. Meaden drives it over. Platteville gets a beat on it. They'll pass it to the left side, and the shot by Linnea Dye. Back row Hornets. Here's the set. Left side. Ewing drives it over. Down it goes. Block a kill. Block attempt by Platteville. Didn't get it, and that makes it a 6-2 score. So Soleil Ewing gets a nice kill. Here is the serve by the Hornets, fielded by Platteville. There's the set right side. Linnea Dye takes it over and got it in. Just fed it right inbound. So Linnea gets her first point here in the third, and Platteville will serve. Hornets 6, Platteville 3. The set sets are even at one apiece. Here's the serve by Platteville, fielded by Ewing. There's a set by Darling. Soleil has to try and salvage a tough pass, and that one drops out of bounds. Platteville is within 2 at 6-4. Homecoming week here at Richland Center High School, culminating with lots of festivities on Friday night. Nice program here tonight, highlighting all of the events. Here's the set by Richland Center. Return trip on the hit by Ewing. Platteville plays it right side. Richard says going to hit it out of bounds. And the Hornets go back in front to the tune of 7-4. Outstanding alumnus this year. They are honoring 2. Tell you about that in a moment. Here's a serve by Ewing, fielded by Platteville. Right side, and Dye drives it into the net. Irv Peckham will be honored, as will Rob Renish. Congratulations to both 2024 Outstanding Alumni inductees. Here's the serve, Platteville right side, and Linnea Dye to Rihanna Dye, and she drives it in. Platteville is within 3. It is 8-5. Rihanna, the sophomore, when she's been in there, has made quite a difference for the visitors this evening. Platteville will serve. Avery Richard does the honors. Ball is played by Ewing. There's Darling. Left side shot by Pauls. Down it goes. Danica up. Skying for that one. 9-5, our score. Hornets by 4 here in the third set. Ava Cosgrove will serve for Richland Center. Ava with the approach. There is the serve. Fielded by Platteville. Ball at the net. Ball blocked by Platteville. They try another swing, and Dye hits it into the net. Hornets go up by 5 at 10-5. Ava Cosgrove serves for Richland Center. Hornets by 5 in the third set. Left-handed line drive serve. Fielded by Platteville. They're going to work it to the right side. Shot by McNeil. Dug by Cosgrove. There's the pass by Darling. Paul's shot blocked back by Dye. Here's Ewing to Darling. She'll take it over. Oh, it's out of bounds, and I think Platteville might have tipped it. Hornets check it, and they say no. So it's a point for the Hillman. That makes it 10-6. And Platteville will serve. Quinn Temperley does the honors. Temperley with the serve. Fielded now by the Hornets. Pass by Cosgrove. Shot by Pauls, and got it in. Front of a diving try by Avery Richard. And that makes it 11-6. So the Hornets playing well at the net. Lily Tidrick will serve. Her serve is played by Platteville in the back row. Fielded now by the Hillman on the right side. Shot is over and down. Platteville with a return trip by Addison McNeil. And that makes it 11-7. McNeil with her first kill in this third set. Sets are even at 1. Platteville and Richland Center locked in a good one tonight. Hornets by 4. Hornets try to return trip on this one by Pauls. Driven left side, fielded by Platteville. They'll set it up for a shot over the top that time by Barrington. And now the Hornets take a shot with Pauls. Back row, Hoosier gets the dig for Platteville. Back to the right side, McNeil drives it into the net. Platteville cannot make it over on hit number three. And Richland Center leads by five at 12-7. Danica Pauls will serve. Starts all the way to the right side. Fires this one down for an ace. 13-7. Danica Pauls has got a real knack. My goodness. Platteville's been doing some good things in the back row, but not that time. Here's the next serve. That one fielded by Platteville. Schumacher got a bead on it, and Platteville gets it over. Ball slapped back by Ewing. Schumacher sets it. Nope, double hit called on the Hill Women, and the Hornets have doubled them up. 14-7 here in the third. Timeout for the ball to be retrieved. Hornets by seven. Platteville at first wants a timeout. 14-7, Richland Center in the second. The sets are even at two. I should say we're in the third. Hornets by seven here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Did you know you can buy used rental equipment at All American Do It Center? That's right. As we keep our rental inventory fresh for our customers, it's time to sell used rental equipment and tools. Our inventory includes skid steers and excavators, trailers, lifts and scaffold, lawn and garden equipment, concrete, air and power tools, and so much more. Visit our website and find rental equipment for sale or stop in the rental department at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Harvest season is in full swing, and it's crucial to keep your equipment running smoothly. Arneson Service and Repair in Hill Point is here to help. Whether it's tractors, wagons, combines, or skid steers, if it's farm equipment, they'll fix it. From tire repairs and hydraulic hoses to oil changes, their skilled mechanics are ready to keep you working in the field. Call Arneson Service and Repair today, 986-4300, or visit arnesonrepair.com. Keep farming with Arneson's.
The serve by Richland Center, we're underway. Platteville is going to dump it over on the hit by Barrington. Hornets get it back to Weiss, and Ella drives it over to the back row. Platteville setting it right side. There's the shot blocked by Weiss. Platteville tries again. This time they take it up and out of bounds on the hit by Addison McNeil. Hornets go up by eight at 15-7. And they'll serve again. Danica Pauls starting all the way to the left side, far left side. Now they're going to, looks like the officials are going to chat again. Both officials coming in, they're going to meet about the last play. So that discussion will continue. We're in the third set, 15-7 here in favor of the Richland Center Hornets in the third set. Elsewhere on the Filmy flip phone, Riverdale wins 3-1 over Boscobel. That was the same score as the first time they met. So, after much discussion, the score does not change. Hornets will keep it. 15-7, and Danica Pauls will serve. Here's the line drive serve. Platteville pops it to the rafters, and they won't get it. That'll go as an ace again. 16-7. Danica Pauls has got it going on tonight. She's got a couple of aces here in the third set, and will try again for Richland Center. There's the whistle. Danica with the run-up, and here's the jump serve. Fielded now by Hoosier. Pass back to the left side. Platteville drives it over. Now the set goes to Ewing's side. She'll drive it in. Nice hit by Soleil Ewing, and the Hornets go up by 10. 17-7 here in the third. For Ewing, her second kill of the third set. Pauls will serve again. Danica with a line drive, no, net serve. It gives it back to Platteville, side out, 17-8. They're within nine. Dodgeville has swept Prairie du Chien in conference play tonight, 3-0. Here's the serve by Platteville, fielded by Meaden. Darling, left side, there's Ewing taking it over, and down it goes. Sola Ewing gives the Hornets another 10-point lead, 18-8. The score. Meaden back to do the service honors. Platteville bringing back Emma Greeny into the back row. And serving Chloe Darling. Darling gets the whistle. Hornets by 10. There's the serve. Hoosier with a diving save. Platteville right side through the wall and down it goes on the hit by Avery Richard. That makes it 18-9. Avery Richard gets the kill. Platteville keeps on keeping on. They have stayed in this contest. Hornets can't officially pull away, but still with a big lead. There's a dig by Meaden. Back to the right side. Weiss drives it over. Fielded by Behringen. And then Platteville takes it over. That one is up and out of bounds. Long for Avery Richard. And the Hornets are back in the lead by 10. 19-9 in the third. Serving for the Hornets will be Carly Meaden. There's the serve. Hoosier free balls from the left side. Wide and out of bounds. And the Hornets go up 20-9 by 11 in the third. Far side, here's the approach. And the line drive served by Meaden, fielded by Platteville, pass right side. And then knuckled over that time by Dye. Left side now bumped over by Ewing. Platteville in the back row. To the front left, here's the shot by Richard. Fielded by Meaden, and Darling hangs up the set. Blocked by Platteville, comes back to Ewing. She tried to hook it over, and a lift is called. That'll give Platteville a point. It is 20-10 in the third. Platteville is back to serve. Side out for the Hillman. And a 10-point advantage for Richland Center. There's the serve. Falls with a pass. Darling, left side shot by Ewing. Down it goes. 21-10, Sole Ewing with the kill. She has three of them in this third set, and Ewing will serve. Here's the approach. Fires it to Hoosier, the back row for Platteville. Set for Dye. Her shot is blocked by Tidrick. Back to Platteville. Set shot by Platteville. Down it goes. Or does it? Well, the Hornets chase it all the way to the back wall. Good effort. Ewing can't quite get it over. She was only about 65 feet from the net and got it back a little ways. It's a point for Platteville, 21-11. Serving for Platteville, number 22, Avery Richard. Richard gets the whistle. Here's the line drive serve, fielded by Ewing. There's Darling setting it up. Paul's shot into the net. That's a point for Platteville, 21-12 here in the third. Winds are even here tonight, if you're just joining us. Hornets lead big in this third, but Platteville will not go away. Huber with a dig for the Hornets. Darling passes. Tidrick softly taps it in, and the Hornets go up by 10 again. 22-12. Lily Tidrick with the kill. Into serve will be Ava Cosgrove. Ava gets the whistle. Here's the step up and the line drive serve, fielded by Platteville. Low pass to the right side. They make the most of it and get it over on the hit by McNeil. Set left side. Here's Paul taking a shot, and down it goes. 23-12. Danica Pauls puts a charge into one. Richland Center featuring some good passing. Ava Cosgrove with the next serve. Fires it all the way to the far side. Dug by Richard. Back to the middle. Driving it over that time is McNeil. Hornets at the net, get it up, it's blocked, and let's see, Jamie Johnson asking if there was a net violation. The officials say no, it's a point for Platteville. 23-13. Here comes the next serve. That one is going to be played now by Darling, back to the left side, Cosgrove, and then hit over by Tidrick. Here's the set by Platteville, shot into the net. Hornets have game point. Platteville struggling with its passing. Weiss returns to the middle, and back to serve is Lily Tidrick. Hornets game point. Here's the serve. That one is a long serve out of bounds. 24-14. Claire Hoosier will serve for Platteville. Claire gets the whistle. She's right in the middle. Here's the serve, fielded by Meaden. Near side, Pauls brings it back to the floor. Darling sets it over. Platteville tries with a quick set. Dye's shot rolls over. Saved. Oh, what a play by Pauls. Back to Platteville. They'll try again with a hit. This one backed up now by Ewing. Back to Cosgrove. Pauls for the win. No! Out of bounds. J. just a little bit long. 24-15. Hornets still with game point. Platteville serving. Here's one to the back row, fielded by Ewing. There's a quick set. Pulls for the win. Got it down. And the Hornets take set three. 25-15. Richland Center is up 2-1 on Platteville, trying to hand Platteville its first conference loss. The teams will switch sides. Set number four is coming up. Hornets trying to make it a happy homecoming night here at home. Platteville needs to win a couple more to stay unbeaten in the conference. Set number four is coming up from WRCO and WRCO.com.
At Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, they're bringing the old with the new, like Oliver Tractors and Holton Trumpets united. Forget the old rusty notes. They're here to jazz up your water game. So if your well water is feeling a bit out of tune, call the water maestros at Advanced Pump and Well. Don't let your well be a solo act. Visit Advanced Pump and Well, where laughter and water flow freely.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number five, reputation. Pine Valley is a five-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement this great care. Reputation, one more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career.
From buying your first car to enjoying your retirement, Rural Mutual Insurance agents are like family, and they are there for you every step of the way. With a full line of insurance products exclusively designed for Wisconsin, you can trust Rural Mutual to protect what matters most to you. Discounts are available for bundling home and auto. For a free quote, call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 or just stop by 177 East Mill Street, Richland Center.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Welcome back to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Hornets win set number three and go up 2-1 here in the match against visiting Platteville. Four kills for Soleil Ewing and for Danica Pauls. Danica has two aces as well. Three kills for Ella Weiss. For Platteville, it was Jackson Berengen, Avery Richard, Linnea, and Rihanna Dye each getting a kill against Richland Center. The Hornets leading that one throughout. Took the early lead of 3-0, then 4-1, and kept building that lead, and they wind up winning it by 10 in the third. So the Hornets will be out to the court again for serve-receive mode, and Platteville will serve. Getting it started will be number 10, Addison McNeil. Fourth set. Oh, the Hornets decide to bring their libero player out. Carly Meaden, she's having a stellar night. And now Claire Hoosier is in for Platteville in the back row, their libero player. There's the whistle, and set number four is underway with McNeil's serve. Fielded by Pauls. Ball hangs at the net, blocked down by Linnea Dye. 1-0, Platteville. Platteville will serve again. Hornets have led out of the gate in the previous two sets after trailing big time in that opener. Never really in the ball game until a big run at the end. Here's the serve, fielded by Pauls. Here's a pass over to Weiss. She drives it over. Platteville tries again on the left side. There's the shot by Richard, fielded by Pauls. Cosgrove and Ewing. Shot blocked back by Platteville. Again, Ewing. Now Darling gets it over on hit number two. Platteville with a set. Going left side. Here's the shot back row, and it's in. That one had eyes. Avery Richard drops it in, and it's 2-0. Platteville in the lead. Richard getting a point for her team. And Platteville will try again with a serve. Here's the run-up, and the floater is going to be cut off by Weiss. Darling, now left side. I think somebody hit the net for the Hornets. Yeah. Net violation. And it will go to Platteville. It's 3-0. All of a sudden here in the fourth set. Platteville trying to win to force a fifth set. This one went five sets the last time they played. Coming up with a dribble, here is McNeil with a serve. Fielded now by Meaden. Darling, right side, Ewing drives it over and drives it down. And the Hornets are on the board. 3-1, Platteville by two. Maddie Huber is coming in. And serving will be Chloe Darling. Darling with a serve. That one is let go just a little bit long. That one just missed. That makes the score 4-1. Into the lineup for Platteville, number 7, Quinn Temperley. And serving is Jackson Berchin. Ball fielded by Pauls. Back to the right side for Ewing, and it's blocked straight up and down. Block kill by Platteville. Number 5, Linnea Dye makes it 5-1. So Linnea gets the kill, and Platteville will serve again. Here comes the run-up, and Jackson Berrigan's serve. Fielded now by Meaden, Darling, and then Ewing through the block, and down it goes. Soleil just rifled one right through. 5-2 the score. Two kills. And the fourth set for Sola Ewing. Meaden will serve for the Hornets. Hoosier passes to the net for Platteville going left. Here's a shot blocked back by Huber. Platteville tries again. Hoosier with a pass right side, punched over by Richard. Back row Hornets. Darling brings it to Ewing. She'll take it over the wall. Diving dig. Hoosier keeps it alive. Left side, Platteville taking it. Oh, way out of bounds. They shot the back line and missed. And that makes it 5-3. Hornets within two in the fourth. Hornets keeping conference title hopes alive if they could somehow win it, even though they do have two losses. This one pinballs around. Platteville finally gets it over on hit number 3. Pauls, Darling, and then Ewing's hit is into the net. Platteville gains a point, and they lead it 6-3. Serving for Platteville will be Linnea Dye. Linnea gets the whistle, steps up, and there's the serve. Fielded by Pauls, Darling, and there is a shot by Tidrick, blocked by Platteville, out of bounds. 6-4, Platteville got the block, but could not control it. And Ewing is back to serve. Hoosier is back in the back row for Platteville. There's the serve. Platteville works it left side. Dye, nope, tough pass. It hit the antenna for Platteville. And the Hornets are within one. 6-5 here in the fourth. Soleil Ewing will serve for Richland Center. There's the run-up. Line drive serve. Platteville almost a lift. They get it left side, and Renee Dye takes it over and out of bounds. It just missed the line, and all of a sudden, it's a tie ball game. 6-6 here in the fourth. Soleil Ewing will serve for Richland Center. There's the serve. Far side, fielded by Platteville. They'll get it to Rihanna Dye. Her shot blocked back by Huber. And Maddie tries a drop back, and that's going to be hitting the net and land on the Hornets' side. So didn't quite make it over, and Platteville takes the lead of 7-6. Serving is Avery Richard for Coach Berrigan. There's the serve, fielded by Huber. There's the set by Darling, shot by Pauls. Back row Platteville. Hoosier with a pass, Berrigan with a set, driven over that time by Temperley. Here's a set by Huber. Tidrick takes a little rainbow over, backed up by Platteville. They'll set it left side, punched over by McNeil. Set by Darling, Pauls for the shot, fielded by Platteville. They'll get it over with a big hit by Richard. Hornets try again for the back row. Meaden left side, Platteville hits it into the net. Great volley. The Hornets are back to even with Platteville, 7-7. Huber comes out. Into the lineup is Ava Cosgrove for Richland Center. And here comes the serve by the Hornets. Cosgrove, ball free, ball by Platteville. That one hit the post, and the Platteville Hillman can't play it. That'll make it 8-7. Richland Center, nice comeback for the Hornets in the fourth. Trying to win it in four tonight. Platteville trying to force it to a fifth. Here's Ava Cosgrove with the serve. Fielded by Platteville. They'll set it in the middle, and then Rihanna Dye drives it over, got it in. Boy, Platteville has had a whole bunch of them right on the line. That was close. And Platteville ties the ball game at 8. Rihanna Dye, difference maker, the sophomore in this lineup for Platteville. And they get the side out. Quinn Temperley will serve for Platteville, standing in the middle of the floor. Now the three-step run-up and the line drive. It's going to be fielded by Ewing. Cosgrove brings it back to the floor from the left end. Ewing gets it over. Here's the set right in the middle. Rihanna Dye drives it in. Hornets didn't have an answer for that one. That makes it 9-8. Platteville back in the lead here in the fourth. Just joining us, Platteville won the opener tonight. The Hornets bouncing back to take the next two. Here's the serve. Fielded left side by Platteville. There's a set by Cosgrove and driven over to the right side by Ewing. Blocked back by Platteville. Darling shot blocked down by Rihanna Dye. And that makes it 10-8. Platteville by two. Rihanna has been responsible for the last 3 points. Serving for Platteville is Quinn Temperley. Temperley with a run up. There's the line drive serve. Fielded back row by the Hornets. Right side punched over by Pauls. Played now by Platteville to the left side, driving it over and down. Big hit for Addison McNeil. That makes it 11-8, and Jamie Johnson wants a timeout. Platteville has got the momentum swung to their side here in the fourth. Hornets lead 2-1 in matches, but Platteville leads in the fourth 11-8. High school volleyball coming your way tonight on WRCO and WRCO.com.
WCCU Credit Union is your one stop for your home, your car, your checkbook, and all your other needs. For some of the best services, great rates, and low fees under one roof, come to WCCU Credit Union in Westby, Viroqua, Richland Center, Cashton, Reedsburg, Lake Delton, Baraboo, and Coon Valley. Or visit them online at WCCUCreditUnion.coop. Member NCUA.
Helping you feel.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
The serve by Platteville. We're back to action now. The Hornets on the return trip. Pauls drives it over. Fielded by Platteville on the left side. And Rihanna Dye drives it over. Back row Hornets. Ewing to Cosgrove. And then Darling drives it over. Platteville goes to the left side, taking a shot. Ball is blocked by Ewing. And then punched by Platteville. And it is out of bounds. And the Hornets get a point. Good volley, 11-9 the score. Ella Weiss returns to the front row for Richland Center. And Lily Tidrick will serve. Tidrick with a serve. Platteville in serve receive mode. There's a dig by Platteville. Pass to the left side and rainbowed over by McNeil. Here is Darling back to Weiss. No, into the net on the swing, and that goes Platteville's way. 12-9. Platteville in the fourth. Linnea Dye back in the front row for Platteville. Here's the serve by Hoosier. Fielded by the Hornets. Cosgrove to Weiss. Her ball is tipped by Platteville. They go to the back row, now to the front left. Here's a shot over the top that time. Nice hit by McNeil, dug by the Hornets. Punched by Weiss. Left side, Platteville. Hillman back to Dye in the middle. She drives it over. Fielded now by Meaden. Cosgrove set left side, going left-handed. Over is the shot by Pauls. And Linnea Dye drives it over to the Hornets side. Right side to Pauls. And then Weiss. And Ella's shot is long and out of bounds. That will make it 13-9, Platteville here in the fourth. Platteville with a run-up, Hoosier with the serve, and it's an ace. Platteville 14-9, their first ace in this set. So Hoosier all the way to the floor with that one. And She'll serve again. Claire with a serve, fielded by the Hornets. Right side, Ewing. Weiss takes it over. Fielded by Platteville. Back in the middle, Anaya Dye drives it over. Cosgrove with a nice dig. Here's Darling, and then Pauls. Yes, down and through the wall for Danica Pauls. Hornets get double digits, 14-10 the score. Here in the fourth, Hornets lead the match 2-1. River Valley and Lancaster tied at 2. Ithaca leading Seneca 2-1. Here's the serve, fielded by Hoosier. Back to the right side, Linnea Dry drives it over, and the Hornets try to play the carom. They can't. Two different tries on a carom off the net, and it drops on Richland Center's side. Platteville leading by 5, 15-10. Serving is Addison McNeil for Platteville. Platteville serving our left to our right. Here's the serve, fielded now by Meaden. Now it's Pauls, right side Ewing, no, swings low and into the net, and Platteville goes up by 6. 16-10, Platteville in the fourth. Here comes the run-up by McNeil after a couple of dribbles, and the line drive serve, fielded now by Meaden. Darling gives it to Ewing, Soleil's shot, pop to the ceiling by Platteville, they'll get it left side, now punched over on the hit by Richard. The ball, Cosgrove hits it over on hit number 2. Platteville tries again. Linnea Dye drives it over. Dug by Cosgrove. There's Darling. Shot by Weiss. Blocked back by Dye. Back row. Pauls gets it over for the Hornets. Platteville sets it left side, taking it over. A big hit by Richard. Free ball over by the Hornets and out of bounds. Platteville goes up by 7. 17-10 here in the fourth. High school volleyball action coming your way tonight, courtesy of the Boosters. Platteville by 7 in the fourth game. Here's the serve, fielded by Pauls, set by Darling. Ewing for the kill attempt over left side Platteville. Back to the right now, left side shot, taking it over, and a nice dig by Pauls. Ewing knuckles it over, fielded by Hoosier. Quick set, Linnea Dye slams it down. Platteville leads by 8, 18-10. Timeout, Richland Center. Linnea Dye gives her team an 8-point lead. Wow. Platteville won the opener tonight, 25-19. Hornets won the second, 25-17. The third, 25-15. They trail in the fourth, 18-10. We'll be back shortly with more action from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Cohessen Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cohessen Terminal off Highway 14.
Welcome back to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Platteville doesn't spend a lot of time in the timeout. If you're the team that's leading and you've got momentum, normally you run back to the floor. Hornets doing some soul searching, trying to get back to it here tonight. And the teams head back to the floor now. Platteville leading 18-10 in the fourth. Serving is Addison McNeil. Addison with a serve, fielded now by Weiss. There's a set by Pauls. Ewing takes it over left side and kept live by Platteville. Hoosier gets it over on hit number 3. Well played. Here's the set by Cosgrove. Weiss dumps it over the wall. Played by Platteville and Dye drives it over. Hornets to Cosgrove right side. Ewing shot blocked by Platteville. Masterfully done. Block kill for Platteville. Getting the most of it was Jackson Bergen, and that makes it 19-10. 19-10 Platteville. Back to serve is Addison McNeil. Platteville by 9 points in the fourth. Here's the run-up and the serve. Fielded now by Pauls. Here's the set. Right side Ewing takes it over. Fielded by Platteville. Left side taking a shot is Richard. Fielded now by the Hornets. Left side, and it's going to be played. That one, I think the Hornets hit the net. They did. Net violation gives Platteville a point. They're up by 10 at 20-10. Trailing big time at this point, you want to try to tighten the gap, obviously, but maybe try to build some momentum, too, if you're the Richland Center Hornets. There's the serve, fielded now by Ewing. Darling back to Ewing, drives it over. Fielded by Platteville, back to the middle. Anaya Dye drives it over. Cosgrove, free balls it over. Kept wide by Platteville, great volley. They'll get it over on the last hit by Richard. Ball to the right side. Hornets, Ewing, shot up, blocked by Dye. Cosgrove tries again with a set. Ewing slams it over, and down it goes. That's a point for the Hornets. 22-11. Flatville by 9. And Chloe Meaden will serve. Carly Meaden. And the Hornets now with a serve. Ball left side. It's going to be fielded by Hoosier. There's the set going left side, taking it over. Now blocked back by the Hornets. Flatville tries again. Dye drives it in. Big hit. And it's a 10-point lead for Flatville. 21-11. Into the game for Flatville, number 7, Quinn Temperley. She's in the front. Jackson Berenson in the back. Hornets have lost a lot of momentum and the mojo they had in the previous two sets. Here's the serve by Flatville. Fielded now by Ewing. There's the set by Darling. Weiss takes it over. Nice job. Dropped it in. 21-12. Ella Weiss gets a nice hit. Hornets with a side out. They'll try again to try to get a little run going here. Big homecoming contingent this evening. Big student section. Here's the serve by the Hornets. Hoosier sets it. Now left side shot blocked right back at Dye. Flatville tries from the right side. Driving it over there is Dye. And now punched over. Nice job. Lily Tidrick and company in the front side. Off the assist from Chloe Darling. And it's 21-13. Meaden tries again for the near side. Here's the run-up and the serve. And it's out of bounds. 22-13. We haven't had as many service errors tonight. I know the Hornets, that kind of drove them crazy in the Dodgeville match last week. And the loss in 3 here at home. So here comes the run-up by Linnea Dye and the serve. Fielded by the Hornets. Pauls. There's Darling back to Danica. Drives it over. Fielded by Flatville. Set on the left side. Shot is over. Tipped and down it goes. Big hit by Flatville's Avery Richard. Flatville is back in the lead by 10 at 23-13. Kickapoo has beaten Waseca Steuben tonight. 3-1. North Crawford up on Weston. 2-1. Holman 3-0 over Toma. Hillsboro 3-0 over New Lisbon tonight. And last word, River Valley and Lancaster were tied at 2. Linnea Dye with a serve for Flatville, fielded now by Ewing. Slap back by Rihanna Dye, and now a nice play by Ewing and Meaden. Keep it alive. Here's a quick set. Rihanna Dye, slam, dunk, and Flatville has game point. 24-13 in favor of the Hill Women here in the action. So Rihanna Dye with, let's see, 1, 2, 3. This is her fourth kill, leading the way in the fourth set for Flatville. They have game point. Linnea Dye with the serve. Fielded by Meaden. Darling with a set. Right side Tidrick takes it over. Fielded by Flatville. They'll play it off the net. Set left side. Punched over by Richard. Here's Darling. Now to Ewing. She'll slam it over. Linnea Dye makes the play. There's the set by Berenson. And it's hit over by Rihanna Dye. Left side for the Hornets. Ewing drops it over. Tipped by Flatville. They keep it going back to Rihanna Dye. She drives it over. Nice save by Pauls. Here is Darling to Meaden from the back row. Carly gets it over. Here's a set. Left side Flatville drives it back row. Hornets. Here is Meaden. Darling. Ewing. Shot blocked by Flatville. And down it goes. And this one belongs to Flatville. 25-13. Well, I'm not surprised. I had a feeling we're going 5 tonight, regardless of how it started or how it was in the middle. They went 5 last time with Flatville coming out on top. It's the Hornets' chance for revenge on their home court tonight. We're going to 5. Flatville wins the fourth to keep it alive, 25-13. The captains will meet. We'll be back with the last set of the night, the first one to 15 wins. You're listening to High School Volleyball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Hello friends, Mark Philback here from the Philback Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Bosqueville, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at Philback.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philback Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philback Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Are you ready for a dramatically improved experience with your next crown? WP Dental is excited to offer same-day dental restorations. As one of the first in the area to use this advanced technology, at WP Dental, you can have same-day crowns with no plastic temporaries and no gooey impressions. Find out if same-day restoration is right for you. Call 647-3993 or visit WP Dental, 100 North Church Street, Richland Center.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
Welcome back to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Here we go. Set number 5 will tell the tale here tonight. Can the Hornets hold off Platteville and give them their first conference loss after a 6-0 start? Can Richland Center stay within a set or two, or a series, a match or two of the top spot? We'll see here. It all comes out in the next 15 points, which could be a little grueling. Sometimes it is, and a lot of our volleys have been long here tonight. In the fourth set, Rihanna Dye, the sophomore, leads the way with 4 kills. Claire Hoosier has an ace for Platteville. On the other side for Richland Center, Sola Ewing with 3 kills. Danica Pauls with a kill as well. So it all comes down to this one. We've got a few scores coming up on the Phil Me flip phone. Why Connect Mobile nationwide. Local mobile phone plans with local service and support from Why Connect Wireless. So tonight, Kickapoo has defeated Waseca Steuben 3-1. North Crawford 2-1 over Weston. Holman 3-0 over Toma. Hillsboro has swept New Lisbon. River Valley Lancaster tied at 2 at last word. Ithaca was leading Seneca at last word. 2-1. Cuba City, 3-0 over Fenimore. I think we told you earlier Riverdale had grabbed a win against Bosqueville, 3-1. Richland Center at our left and Platteville at our right. Platteville will start serving. And we get set for this one. May the best team win. And we'll see what happens as Platteville gets set for the serve. Hornets in serve-receive mode. There's the run-up. Fielded now by Pauls. Here's Darling setting it left side, Ewing for the kill. Platteville back row, nice dig there. And the pass to the right side, and Linnea Dye drives it over, and down it goes. Weiss tried to kick it and keep it live and couldn't do it. Platteville is up by a score of 1-0. Hornets trying to get some of that momentum back that they had in the middle going here tonight. Serving will be Addison Mitchell. Mitchell with the approach. There's a dig by Ewing, a set by Darling, and Weiss for the kill. Back row, Hoosier. Platteville with a set, right side, taking it over on the hit is Richard. And now it's going to be Meaden passing left. Ewing gets it over far right for Platteville. Back to the front, and there's the shot, and it is out of bounds on the kill attempt by Linnea Dye. And we are back to even at 1-1. Serving for the Hornets will be Chloe Darling. Into the lineup, Emma Greeny in the back row for Platteville. 1-1 in the fifth. There's the serve. Fielded by Platteville. Pass to the left side, taken over that time by Richard. Fielded by Pauls. There's the set to Maddie Huber. Drives it back row, Platteville. Hoosier with a dig. And then nice play by the setter. Jackson Berenson fooled the Hornets on the set. And it drops on the Richland setter's side. It makes it 2-1. Into the lineup for Platteville, Quinn Temperley. Awaiting the serve, the Hornets, there it is from Berenson. Dug by Meaden, Darling with a set, Weiss for the kill, tapped by Platteville, out of bounds. And the Hornets have even the score, two apiece. Ella Weiss gets a point. Lillian Tidrick is into the front row for Richland Center. And Carly Meaden will serve. Carly with a run up. There is the serve. Fielded by Platteville at the net. There's a quick set by Berengen. Dye takes a shot, and it is out of bounds. And the Hornets lead 3-2 here in the fifth. Hornets looking strong, standing toe-to-toe here. Got to try to keep the momentum. Platteville's a tough team. If you fall down by a big mark,